Good morning, fellow travelers through space and time. This is your good friend Dan in Little Saigon. It's February the 22nd, Saturday, or Catterday, as people on social media would say. Yes, it's February the 22nd, 2020, right around 6:30 a.m. in Seattle, Washington. That's Pacific Standard Time, motherfucker. Wherever you are you having a good morning so far? That's right, for all the hooby doobies. For all the scrumbly folk that wander the dark streets of madness. For those travelers and weary souls out on the highways of your own misgivings. Lay down your burdens. Lay down your burdens before the great fucking owl. Lay down your burdens before Moloch. Pick up your smart device and order pizza. Yes, indeed, my friends. I'm just here in Seattle drinking my Nescafe. Meditating on the state of the virus. You know, I'm not actually that interested in today's news about the virus because I just don't know in which way I will be mind-fucked if I look at the news about the virus. I was reading a blog post by a blogger by the name of Daisy Luther, purportedly a prepper type, you know, government oppositional type, right? And the language is like, holy fuck, the virus. The government's lying to us. It's worse. It's worse. What will they do? It's worse, not better. It's worse. Yeah. It almost read like the kind of fucking article that is setting you up to take the fucking vaccine. Because you know there's going to be a vaccine, and it's guaranteed to work. In fact, the vaccine will work just as well as the bioweapon. In fact, I would say it'll be quite effective. Yeah, the vaccine will be quite effective, my friends. Thank you. Are you going to take the virus? Are you going to take the vaccine? Are you going to get the prick? From the prick? Will you take the vaccine? I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of weird bullshit, and it could fit into the category of crazy, which is to say people are just going crazy, they're struggling. I got an email from someone yesterday I hadn't received an email from in a long fucking time, especially unsolicited. And the email was to the effect, "Hey Dan, what do you think the blockchain might do to save us from censorship?" And I was kind of infuriated, one, because this is not a person that seeks my advice. In fact, you could say this is a person that likely ridicules my advice. That's one. And two, I think the blockchain, whatever it might be, is not going to help me if I'm looking for food. You know, when the electricity's out and all the fucking Gronkus lords are running through the streets, the ones that are still alive, and a few of them will be. When the cannibal gangs are chasing after their meat substitutes, and yeah, when all the fucking good people are hunkered down in their fucking basements, I'm not really sure what the blockchain's gonna do for me. But according to my friend, it might help me with censorship. Folks, I was on Steemit for a while. I think I wrote about 95,000 words on Steemit. For about a year. Then I was chased off of, actually more like 8 months, then I was chased off of Steemit. Now technically my account's still there, at Code Monkey Indie. That's it, at Code Monkey Indie. But I broke my key off in the lock, which means I changed the password and I did not save it. Why? Because I was chased off that shitty fucking platform and I wasn't interested in being monkey fucked. What's more important is that Steemit swallowed about 15,000 of my words. Yeah, just swallowed it up. Good job, blockchain. Thank you. So you could say, well, Dan, it's not going to be free. I don't care if it's free or not free. You're just as shitty as Twitter. A bunch of motherfuckers ganged up on me on Steemit. So if your basic contention is the blockchain can protect you from censorship, you're a fucking dumbass. You're a dumbass, okay? It will protect you from nothing. The blockchain's a fucking gimmick. Best case scenario, you're wasting your time and your money. Hopefully you'll move on to something better in the future. Worst case scenario, you're wasting your time and your money on something and you'll be hoping and praying in about, I don't know, a year that you've stored more food. You can't eat your mining equipment. You really can't. You can't eat blockchain. Blockchain has no nutritional value. Half of you blockchain motherfuckers are going to end up in somebody's little pile of poop. That's the truth. Especially if you're one of these vegan miners, keeping yourself on the good vegan diet, the cannibals are going to love you. Oh boy, will they love you. In fact, I think the vegans will go first. Then they seek after the fucking hempus. That's when things get tough for Uncle Dan. When they come for the hempus and the Rastafarians. That's why I don't keep my info up to date at Uncle Ike's. Oh, would you like to be in our customer? No, I'd rather you just give me the discount without being George Orwell, you fuck. I'm paying cash here, you fuck. I'm paying cash because even though weed is legal, it's really not legal. But you want to keep my personal information instead of just giving me the fucking discount. Do you know what kind of a dickhead that makes you? I love Uncle Ike's, but what a dick move. Why don't they just give you the discount? You can't use your credit card. They're going to keep track of what, your mobile number? So what, you're tied into that bullshit for the rest of your fucking life? Oh, you can just remember your number. You know what? Fuck you. Okay? Fuck you and your bullshit. I don't think the status quo lasts, but who knows? The infinite gray nothing may be reality, and if it is, the one thing I know is true is I don't survive. And maybe that's better. Like, if you think that the current reality is a paradise, then literally by definition, I'm a demon. If the current reality is a paradise for you, I am a fucking demon. And someone like me should be dead. Oh, Dan, you're just mentally ill. Really? That's the solution? Well, perhaps I am, but still, it's just a word, as Foucault might say. And the other word you could say is demon. Or possessed. That's what Foucault, Michel Foucault, great French philosopher of the 20th century, might say. Indeed, I got an email from someone I hadn't gotten an email from in years asking me if the blockchain or cryptos could somehow help us set up a domain name system that would somehow be, you know, impervious to censorship. And the answer is no. No, there is no magical way to block censorship other than live in a free society, you stupid fuck. And if you decide to have a giant crocodile poking things at you, and you feed the crocodile by voting and paying your fucking taxes and participating in the crocodile games, don't complain to the crazy dude in Little Saigon. Fuck you. Censorship.
Will the blockchain help me with censorship, Dan?
I don't know, buddy, but I will tell you this much. If you want to put your money into a scheme and make money while the scheme lasts, the blockchain's not a bad option. As far as the blockchain being some currency for Uncle Dan, guess what? I ain't got money for the blockchain. Wow. So I guess people like me should just dry up and blow away or die. And guess what? If I'm really lucky, sometime this year I'll keep your promise. Yeah, I don't have an outline this morning, and I'm also in a pretty shitty mood because I don't know what to tell you, folks. I think that the antidote to censorship is to promote free speech. It isn't a technology. It is a philosophy. It is a state of mind. If you think somehow technology is going to give you censorship or give you freedom, you're a fucking moron. You're totally stupid. The technology is not going to do anything for you, and once it starts doing stuff for you, the first thing it will do is slit your fucking throat. Okay? Why would it give a shit about you if it could do everything for you? Why would it care? On the other hand, maybe that's bullshit. Maybe technology can't do shit for you. Maybe you got to do stuff for yourself. I'm not saying you can't use technology. I'm using it right now, dumbass. I'm saying it's not going to give me freedom. Okay, the fork that I use to eat food, it doesn't give me freedom. The cup of coffee I use does not give me freedom. It's a useful tool, but it has nothing to do with freedom. I could be in a socialist country drinking from a cup of coffee. Okay, that fucking tool is not going to make me a free person. It really won't. On the other hand, I could choose not to participate in really douchey tyrannies. I could choose not to support military industrial complexes. I could choose to actually live a free and dignified life outside of a truly corrupt system. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, man, because if someone wants to ask me why there's censorship and they currently work for Amazon or Google or Microsoft or some other douchey IT company in the King County area, and they want to ask me why there's censorship, I just want to blow my brains out. You are working for the machine that enables the censorship, and you want to ask me why there's censorship. Are you fucking stupid? You pay your taxes. You pay your mobile taxes. Take a look at your fucking mobile bill, you fucking moron. Look at your mobile bill. See who you're paying. You're paying the government to spy on you, dumbass. And you're telling me about censorship. Where is that chipset made? Oh, what's a chipset, Dan? Listen, if you're gonna fucking talk to me about the fucking Bitcoin and you don't know what a chipset is, you don't want to know what a fucking circuit board is, you don't know what a microprocessor is, you don't know what a transistor is. Listen, if you don't know what photomapping and photomasking is, and you're going to ask me about the fucking Bitcoin, why don't you shut the fuck up? There's a piece of advice. You don't know what big O analysis is, you don't know what complexity is, shut up about the Bitcoin. I don't want to hear you, because you might be mining, and hell, you might be rich. You're rich in everything but what probably counts. You're probably rich in everything except for the thing that matters. And listen, I don't have any extra right now. I don't. The little bit of what matters is what's keeping me alive. Yeah, I don't have an outline. Just a crappy mood, you know? I have gotten started again on writing. That's good news, I guess. But I don't know. Maybe it is pointless. Maybe everything I'm doing right now is pointless. It really is. Just stupid. It's a way of wasting time until we all get cooked like lobster. That could be the scenario. That's what I'm saying. It could be Dr. Guy McPherson, positive feedbacks, abrupt climate change, everybody gets cooked like lobster in a couple years. I just don't give a shit. I don't. I could say that to the Lord in heaven if he showed up right now. Look around. Look at this place. Look at this place. Look at what mankind has wrought. And I say mankind, not God. Show me something that's still beautiful, still alive, still worthwhile, and that's probably something built by God. Show me something covered in green slime and rusty and built on a mountain of fecal matter, and that was probably built by man. That's the truth of it. And we got a lot of people that worship humanity today. And I love people when they're not being total fucking morons. The problem is they're almost invariably morons all the time. So if God showed up right now and said, Dan, why you have such a bad attitude about people right now? I'd say, listen, Lord, if you don't understand why, then I think we're in some kind of fucking Old Testament riddle. Because clearly, I thought you were the most brilliant thing in the universe. Look the fuck around. Look at what people do to each other, to themselves. Look at the rationalizations they come up with for this fucking bullshit. That's as bad as the fucking shit. It's mental pollution, Lord. It fills the brain with one layer of crap after another, each layer more worthless than the next. I'm in a crappy mood, I guess. This person that emailed me about the blockchain probably meant well. They probably were curious. They were probably looking for a way out. A lot of people today who I used to consider rational are looking for these ways out. It's the blockchain. I can buy some gold. Maybe if I do this, maybe if I do that. But what I'm telling you is maybe there is no way out but through. Okay? That's sometimes the reality. Sometimes you're on a class 5 river, class 5 rapids, you've been thrown out of your raft. You're spinning through the waspy, oxygenated, aerated, fucking bubbly water, barely able to swim. Sometimes you're in class 5 rapids on a river and you can barely swim, and it's sheer cliffs. Sheer rock wall on both sides. You're in a ravine. You're shooting through. That's happened to me before. 6 Mile River, 2005, my honeymoon. Boy, that should have been a sign. That was the closest I ever came to drowning in my whole life. And I'll let you in a little secret. If it weren't for the backup dude and his little speedy raft, little pontoon raft, I probably wouldn't be speaking to you today. Just another tragic story of a honeymoon gone bad. Yeah, that was the closest I ever came to drowning. I had fucking dry suit on. My PFT, my PFD, whatever, my fucking life preserver. But the thing about aerated water, when you have class 5 rapids, you don't have any buoyancy. It doesn't matter about the equipment, you don't have any buoyancy. The water's half air. Sometimes there isn't a solution. Sometimes there isn't a trick. Sometimes there isn't a shortcut. Sometimes there is no solution but through. Like my ex-wife, she made it through. She got shot through. I got stuck in a little fucking whirlpool. Sometimes you gotta hope for the best and just ride the rapids through. But if you're looking for a magical cheat sheet, Dan, how do I make it through the great discontinuity without being set on fire? Well, I don't know, because I'm probably going to be set on fire maybe even before things get really interesting. I mean, you're asking me how to survive when I myself, I'm barely hanging on. I don't have a solution, dude. I don't. All I can tell you is sometimes the only solution is through. ¶¶ Sometimes the only solution is through, right through, buddy. Sometimes the only solution is through. Sometimes you just have to hope that when you get through the rapids, there aren't more rapids. But guess what? Often there are. And you just got to keep going through. And eventually you'll get to the part of the river that's calmer. And maybe you can get to shore. And maybe you can tend to your wounds and to the people you care about. But what? The blockchain? No, it's not going to help you. The blockchain won't help you. Your smart device won't help you. Gold won't help you. There are no things you currently possess that can help you other than the willingness just to go through. Now, does that mean it's not useful to have food, water, shelter? Of course it is. Of course it's useful. Walk down Rainier Avenue in Seattle, down, you know, yeah, and take a look at where people are living. Food, water, shelter is important. And I think it's important to be able to protect yourself, and you can figure out what that means. It's important to be able to protect yourself, especially given that, yeah, your neighbors were educated by the public school system. You need to think about that once the lights go out. But other than food, water, shelter, and probably a shotgun, there's not much else I can recommend, except for the willingness to make it through. You want me to tell you, oh, get yourself a sailboat? I don't know, man. The oceans are dying. So I don't know if being on the water is the best place, you know, maybe in the future, but not right now. Not to mention the fact that I kind of think you're going to have other problems on the water that you might not be factoring in, you know, as far as weather. So yeah, maybe the ocean ain't the solution. Well, what about the mountains? Maybe the mountains, but I really don't know. Could be the mountains get hit by geological activity, you never know. Could be everybody ends up saying, let's go to the mountains, and the mountains become a fucking hellhole. Could be any place, folks. Could be the city, could be outside the city. Could be Antarctica. Could be Patagonia. Could be fucking New Zealand. Could be anywhere. And it doesn't really matter because there's probably not a safe place, really. This giant fucking situation we find ourselves in as a human race is probably equally bad everywhere. In fact, the dark, horrible truth, and this is where people bargain, especially when they seek after the powerful cabal theory. You know, the cabal theory. The cabal knows everything. The cabal has secret knowledge. The cabal talks to aliens and they have spaceships. The cabal has a secret space program, Dan. They've been sending starships to Mars for over, you know, 60 years, Dan. The cabal, you know, they went to the moon in the 50s with stolen UFO Nazi technology. You know that, Dan, right? A lot of people want to believe in the dark, powerful cabal because that gives them an escape hatch too. Well, you can just do whatever they're doing. If they're taking a supernutrient, take the supernutrient. If they're getting their blood chelated, you can get chelated, Dan. I don't know. What if the super powerful cabal is super powerful stupid? Or what's equally bad and the same, what if they're all sociopaths? And if they're all sociopaths, it doesn't matter how smart they are. They simply don't give a fuck about you. So even if they had some magical fucking spaceship, all that means is your goose is cooked faster. You're dead sooner. Well, and I've heard this one too. And God bless you if you believe it, but you need to think about it. I've heard the one, well, we're entertaining to them. We are their pets. Listen, guys, I've seen and read about how sociopaths treat their pets, okay? You need to meditate on their pets. Not just their pets, but their neighbors' cats and dogs. Usually that's where they start. So if you think that telling me we're their pets somehow puts me in the cat, oh, great. So I'm the cat that gets crucified on the door of a girl that didn't say hello to me that morning. That's a good, oh, that's much better, thank you. Thank you, that's so much better. That is so much better, people. You know, we are the pets of the sociopaths who run the world. Therefore, what? Our situation is better or way fucking worse? Serial killers start with animals, people. They start with people's pets. That's where they start. So if you're going to tell me we're their pets, please think about how serial killers treat their pets. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm going to call this podcast over. But I will post it. Why not? Why not post this bullshit? Here's the thing. If you like my podcast and you want me to do more of these and to continue the Little Saigon Diary, assuming it matters, feel free to donate. There are links to Venmo and PayPal in the description of this podcast. Okay? It would be great if you can. If you can't, you shouldn't. All right? If you don't have the money, don't do it. Don't do it. But if you do, if you're Mr. Richie Pants and you have the money, I can use the money too. But if you want to send me a sarcastic email that says get a job, well, all you're going to get in response is probably a picture of my toilet. All right? But on the other hand, if you like my podcast and you have the money, feel free to donate. Venmo or PayPal. Have a great fucking day.